He fed men and women's in a multitude. One place it says two fish and five loaves of bread. You notice, have you ever examined that fish and bread? You ever thought about it? Now think about it. I'm going to kind of stir your thinking up. Because he did mine. You know, he did it, he didn't have an oven out there in the desert. He didn't. Now let's look at the next thing. You know, when he made that two fish and five loaves of bread multiply into feeding 5,000 men beside women and children, he didn't multiply raw fish, he multiplied it like it was. Y'all ain't thought about that either, have you? He didn't multiply raw dough from cooked bread. I'm talking about our God. There is a name, y'all. I'm going to talk about it. If y'all just bear with me, if you hook up with me, I'm going to talk about it. Hallelujah.
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 I kind of feel to preach on me this morning.
All right,
I ain't saying I'm going to. Glory to God. But there is a name that is just as powerful today as the day when Jesus was raised from the dead. And that name was given to mankind. Hallelujah. Jesus said in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John. Let's look at that and we'll move on. I believe that's where 16:24. Let me see. Mm-hmm. 23 and 4. Look what he said. He said, "In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will do what? Give it you." Hitherto, that means up to now, have you asked nothing in my name. Notice that they, all those 3.5 years that Jesus walked with his disciples, he cast out devils, he healed the sick, he did all those things. They didn't use the name of Jesus. They didn't pray in the name of Jesus. You notice he taught them to pray to say what? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Notice the name of Jesus not mentioned. But now he says what? Hitherto ye ask nothing in my name. Ask now, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. That your what? Joy may be full. Now Jesus is raised, resurrected. He's at the right hand of the Father. Now he wants you and me and us to know our place, our position, the authority that have been granted to us. Hello, somebody. So I want to take a few minutes and tell you how he got that name. He got it by conquest. I want to look at 3 points. And I don't know how many I get to today. But number one, he got that name by conquest. He conquered. He conquered every foe, every evil. And this is what Satan trying to hide from the church, to make you think that you are still inferior to him, but absolutely not. So Paul got this revelation. Whew, how far can I go? Paul got this revelation Let's go to the Ephesians chapter 1. Because that's where we're going to spend most of the time today. Ephesians chapter 1. Listen to this. Paul got this revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, he said, I'm going to read some from the Amplified today. Not a lot, but I'm going to read some. So find Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. And I'm going to find it while you find it. Let's pick up at verse 5. I believe that's what I want to pick up at. Verse 5. Are you with me? And for he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us. This is what his life, death, burial, and resurrection was all about. He hadn't lost anything. He had not done anything wrong. It was us that were lost, that was hopeless and helpless. And he did all this, and as the Amplified says in verse 5, he foreordained us. We were out of place, without hope, and we couldn't get ourselves out. So he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted, revealed as his own who?
Children.
Through who?
Jesus
Christ. I want you to keep that in mind. Through who? Jesus Christ. In accordance with the purpose of his will. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing the word of God? How did he do it? He did it in accordance with the purpose of his will. Because it pleased him what? And it was his kind intent. So that we might be to the praise and the commendation of his glorious grace, favor, mercy, which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Woo! My Jesus. Hallelujah. This is why the enemy, false teaching, lies of the devil try to twist your mind and fill your heart with wrong information to deceive you, to keep you away from all that God has so gloriously, lavishly bestowed upon you in his good favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you can live in this earth. And although evil and darkness is here, but you rise up in your glorious, in your righteous indignation that God has granted you and walk victorious over every opposition. Yes. Not that you won't be tested, not that you won't be tried, not that you won't face opposition in your life, but you will know by revelation of his word and spirit that the greater one is on. He is on the inside of you. Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So verse 7 says, in him we have redemption. I'm not trying to get it. In him we have it. In him we have redemption. I've been redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Delivered.
Yes.